You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Tell you what, it's been a good week. It's been a good week. Exciting, fun. Particularly loved the first 2 hours yesterday. It was unbelievable how good that was.
I gotta tell you.
Wait, the first 2 hours.
It flowed. Even beyond, maybe the first 210, 215.
I think 212.
Yeah,
212.
But I was only on after that point.
That's right.
Yeah. Before we get to the football, I have to give credit.
Thank you.
And also a little blame to my good buddy, Phil Mushnick of the Post.
Oh, no.
You got to stop.
All right. So he apologized. He said... turns out, as Kay made clear on social media, he did not ask that question, the one we spoke about this Monday. And for that, I apologize. You know what? Apology accepted. But then nice. He goes on.
Mm. Oh.
However, Kay portrayed himself as an innocent victim of a fabricated quote when that was hardly the case.
What?
Then he quotes my Twitter tweet. Phil Mushnick was absolutely wrong. Anyone who listened to that segment knows I never said that. I guess one of his sycophants who reports to him got it wrong because Phil is too fine a reporter to whiff this embarrassingly. And that was that. And for some reason, by reading that, right, what I wrote, he believes that I'm distancing myself from the conversation and the segment. Not at all. I own that. I'm the one who came up with the idea of the segment. And if you don't like it, that's fine. You can turn the radio off when that segment comes on. But my tweet simply said that the quote that you put out there was absolutely incorrect and wrong. Mm-hmm. That's all I said. I never intimated that I'm distancing myself from what Peter said. I even said when Peter said what he said about a former radio host that I never said that. That is exactly not what I said. So... He said, but Kay's self-implied total innocence is dishonest. Guys, you could tell me anything. We're friends. In that comment that I made on X, did I have any self-implied innocence? I just said that the quote was wrong.
That's it.
I never said anything that I have nothing to do with it.
First of all, there's this assumption that a crime was committed with the segment to begin with. That's just his opinion. So he makes it seem like, well, there was wrongdoing, and even though the quote was misinterpreted, you're still wrong for this heinous act to be committed. What exactly went wrong? Just a segment, just radio.
But then he goes on, Don. Thus, Kay's selectively dishonest social media response to which he claimed total innocence as the victim of a fabricated defamation was dishonest. Phil, where in that did I claim that? Where in that did I claim? I just said I was misquoted. You are extrapolating out, maybe, you know, trying to defend yourself that you got a quote so wrong by saying that I'm declaring. I am not. The segment is my idea.
Right.
The words were Peter's. And then he also goes on to say that in text exchange, I would not say, I refuse to name the speaker. I didn't want to make the text exchange public. But
well, he
I
did,
said
though.
To him, I said, do the work. I'm not telling you who said it.
Yeah.
It's very easy to find out the clip. Go to the podcast. Go to the website. Go to our app, which is a fine app. You should download
it. Beautiful. I love it.
So he kept asking, well, who said it? I said, I'm not doing your work for you. That was my response. I'm not doing your work for you. And it's not like I'm trying to protect Peter. I know that all he has to do is listen to it, and he'd know that
it's
Peter said it. But why should I help him out with that?
It's out
there.
I
wasn't trying to obfuscate for him.
You're not protecting him. But the overall thing is, first of all, what was so bad about it and you took ownership. It was your idea. But you just were upset that you were being misquoted. You did not say what he claims you said. That's
because
all.
I try not to bring up the name that Peter brought up. I just don't. Peter has no problem doing it. I don't want to.
Fair. And by the way, the whole thing is sort of, well, it's a couple of things. Number one, I've been trying to tell you for a long time that Phil, if he had a fastball at some point, it's not now. Because these arguments that he's making, and this is Peter speaking, not Michael, the arguments that he chooses to make are not very intellectually sound. They're just not strong arguments, first and foremost. Number two, talk about intellectual dishonesty. The whole way that article read made the entire thing sound so much more sinister and inappropriate and bad than it was. Even my joke, it was just being ironic as a joke because I knew, of course, Michael wasn't referring to a rival of mine in radio. It was a joke about intimacy. He didn't think that I would randomly mention the name of an old radio rival. It was a goof. It was just a goof. But when you put it in print, Michael, he makes the whole thing sound very serious and very coarse and horrible, and it's all intellectually dishonest. So him calling you out and saying you're being dishonest is truly ironic, considering the entire premise of what he wrote was basically under a kind of fake premise.
And also the text exchange that we had, I'll be very honest what I said. I said, Phil, I've hung out with you. You're kind of a fun hang. You tell jokes, you're a little bawdy, you curse, blah, blah, blah. This has to be performative because there's no way that you could actually be offended by that segment. There's just no way. I said, the guy that I have hung out with, the guy I used to work with at the Post, there's no way that this is making you clutch your pearls. But then, you know, at the end of the comment, he said, after all, he didn't shoot the gun. He was just in charge of the firing squad. Not noted in his response was that the same juvenile question was asked on his show on his watch after content warning and his full encouragement. Yeah, but it was.
But this is where you start to lose me. Michael, all right, his name is on the show, but he can't dive into our throats and stop us from saying things. We're all individuals here. Now, if Michael was offended by something that I said or Peter said, you probably would say it. But what control do you have over us, Michael? Do you have some sort of control that I'm not aware of?
I have no control.
But I'm not saying that disparagingly. I mean, what control does one co-host have over the other?
And we're all equal co-hosts. And I didn't name the show. The only control I have is what Don just said. If I am completely blown away by what was said, I'll say I don't agree with that. But I can't stop them from saying it.
But this idea that you have, it's on your watch as if you're my boss, if you're some sort of a foreman on the show. The name happens to be The Michael Kay Show, but it's not like you decide when we can take off, that you decide what we say and what our opinions are. On your watch, what watch do you have?
It's amazing.
What preconceived notion do you have of the show that if for some reason Michael is in charge of us? And that is just as responsible as he is on his own words for something that we say. No, I'm Don LaGreca. He's Peter Rosenberg. We take full responsibility for what we say. Try and stop me, Michael. The only person that really could stop me is the person that controls my mic besides me or my boss that could fire me. Now, you can be upset at something I say and go to management, but you don't have in the moment to demand anything out of me. You're not my boss. You're not Peter's boss.
In the original column, he calls us shills because we have ESPN guest on. Ridiculous.
He just doesn't even know how the business works. Why are we even having this conversation?
We have never been told to put a guest on. We put them on because they're available to us and we think they're good guests, like Dan Orlovsky. Sorry, that's how we feel. I get criticized, and I got criticized during the Yankee games on Yes, for actually reading ads for gambling sites. Legal gambling sites. I'm not advocating black tar heroin. These are legal gambling sites.
Now, if a black tar heroin company came to the station, sorry, just kidding.
And it was legal.
But
then we do
Peter,
it.
You've been saying it. I know Michael fights it. Now, if there's somebody in the industry that pays attention to what he has to say, that's on them. But in the course of the conversations we've had about Phil over the last week, you've exposed him as bad at what he does. Like, what person would call us shills for having ESPN people on an ESPN radio program?
It's
Does he not understand the business? Does he not understand that the idea of ESPN radio originated from, hey, this could be a great way to promote what we do on television and have radio? That doesn't mean we're shills. And I'm sure the other radio station, which is owned by CBS, also has CBS people on it because that's just good business. So for him to think we're shills, he doesn't get the business that he covers. And he also, is bad at what he does.
What I said the other day about the Doc Rivers situation, boy, that would really not fall under the heading of ESPN shill. Just saying.
I just love it. I just
love it. About that.
No, he won't write about that.
No, he would never write about that.
And you're a Yankee shill, and you'll pick the Yankees to lose. It's so selective, Michael. It just, we'll agree to disagree that he has some sort of an import in this business. But the one thing I think we can all agree on, and anybody listening to this show can agree on, he's not very good at what he does because he doesn't seem to understand the business. For the things that he's critical of, tells me he doesn't get it. If I'm a shill for having Dan Orlovsky on because it's an ESPN guy, he doesn't get it.
And again, thank you for the apology that you got the quote miserably wrong, but you got something out of my tweet. I mean, I'm not that clever. I'm a pretty good writer, but I was not portraying myself as an innocent victim of a fabricated quote when that was hardly the, I'm not an innocent victim. I came up with Would You Wednesday. I did. Yeah, is that worse than Wag Wednesday? Is that worse than that? Is that more offensive than putting porn stars on the air? I didn't see any kind of whole column about that for another station.
But you guys realize that this is and this is the last thing I'm going to say on this. And by the way, we have Kendrick Perkins coming up at 5 o'clock. We're gonna get into the upstart Knicks. I'll call them upstart. 11 games over 500. But this is a guy, and I've said it many times. He does not get things. He is someone who writes regularly about how offended he is that any rap act who the NFL might want to use in the Super Bowl, he'll refer to them as N-wording and is somehow offended by them using the N-word, black artists. It really bothers Phil. Yet I never see Phil ever writing anything about any actual perceived racism by white people. He just chooses these weird arguments, whether it's obsessing over the firing of an employee 7 years ago. He goes back to the same things over and over again. And Michael, frankly, you and I, more so than Don, have become targets he enjoys going after. So it won't be the last time. And the whole conversation, frankly, is dishonest because it's all about something else, an agenda, an axe that he has to grind with this show.
And this is my final thing on it. I even said in that text exchange that he mentioned in the story, it's been 2 or 3 years when I contact, because I used to go back and forth with him about his opinions about my work. He doesn't like my work for the most part. That's great. 33 years I'm going to be the Yankee announcer, 22 years doing the show. I'm doing all right. I'm doing okay. The only reason I contacted about this was you made up a quote that I didn't say. And you put me in the crosshairs of somebody who might go off on me because you used that quote. And I don't want to be in that guy's crosshairs. I don't want to deal with him. But you did that. That's the only reason I brought it up. If you say, hey, Michael Kay's terrible, I don't like the rhythm of his play-by-play calls, he screams too much, great. I don't care. I don't care what you think about my work. I do care when you say I say something that I did not say. All right. These are significant injury bits of news. The Ravens tight end, Mark Andrews, has been out for 2 months, guys. He is off the IR, and he is going to play for the Ravens. So that is a big, big outlet for Lamar Jackson. Over the middle, rush is coming. I mean, Mark Andrews is a stud. Now, on the other side, another significant injury is this. Joe Thuney, the all-pro guard of the Chiefs, he's out with a pec injury. He's out. He's not going to play. So now all of a sudden, a Ravens defense, which is very stout, has more of a clear path to Patrick Mahomes. And we saw, everybody, that Patrick Mahomes is not as great as he usually is when there's a defender in his face, like he was against Tampa Bay in that Super Bowl when their defense was all over him. And and this is not a knock on Mahomes, the greatest quarterbacks in the world, Tom Brady, the GOAT, Don, how did the Giants beat him? They had people in his face. No quarterback can perform with people in his face. Hey. Now you've taken the main protector away from Mahomes by taking Tooney out of the game.
No, we saw what the Buccaneers did to him in the Super Bowl a few years ago. You got to be able to protect. I know he's elusive, Michael, but you just can't have bodies in his face and hands in his face the whole time and expect to be able to execute all the plays. It's a major loss.
It's a huge loss. It really, really is. Now, on the other side, it seems like the Lions are fairly healthy. The Lions, of the four teams, have the worst defense. I think you'd all have to admit that.
Yes.
And the 49ers, they seem like they have everybody healthy. Debo Samuels is practicing, limited, but he's 50-50. I mean, I've heard Stephen A. Smith say there's no way they beat them without Debo Samuel. I think they could. I think it becomes more difficult, but we'll see. It looks like he is going to play, but he left that game right away when he injured his shoulder. So those are some significant things to look at when you're prognosticating these games right now. I'm looking forward to both of them. I think they're going to both be very, very interesting.
Listen, I'm a little nervous. Like I said, I'm going with both dogs, which makes you nervous, right? I mean, I think you guys would agree picking the dog is always sort of the more nerve-wracking, particularly in spots like this, particularly with two road teams. I just think that four number on the Chiefs, Don,
it's a
big number, man. I loved the Ravens when I thought they'd be 2.5. And I would have liked the Ravens a lot. But I don't know, man. It just seems like if I lose just not being willing to bet against the Chiefs, that's a loss I'm sort of willing to take.
Listen, I still haven't made a full decision, but for the first 4 days of this week, I was all in on the Chiefs. That was going to be my three-point play. Now, this Thune injury, I mean, gives me incredible pause. It is really big. And Mark Andrews coming back is really big. Do I think that Kansas City could still do it? I mean, I would absolutely be furious at myself if I take the Ravens and I pick against Patrick Mahomes. But, I mean, you got to do what you have to do. You have to prognosticate. You can't just pick Mahomes blindly.
You can't.
But boy, it's tough.
Don, here's the one scary thing I'll say about that. You guys think I just make it up as I go, but I do have some certain rules. The scariest thing about me liking both Detroit and the Ravens is that when you consider the four different outcomes of a game, Team A by a low margin, Team A by a high margin, Team B low margin, Team B high margin. The only option, there's no version where Detroit blows out San Francisco.
No.
There's no version where Kansas City blows out Baltimore. That's the only thing that worries me. I could envision a world in which both the 49ers and the Ravens just absolutely lay it on their road opponents. That's scary.
Well, I'll just say this.
And by the way, it's supposed to be a little bit of a rain in Baltimore on Sunday.
I like that.
We determine how good teams are during the course of the year, and we've had it figured out the Chiefs were not the same team. Have you changed your mind based on the two playoff games? That's what you have to ask yourself. Because they caught a break against Miami. The game was home, bitterly cold. Dolphins were beat up. That was not an impressive win by Kansas City. And the Bills were beat up, too. It was impressive because it was in Buffalo, for sure. But they kind of had the Bills' number in the postseason. Were those two games enough to change your mind? Because we were all convinced this is not the same Kansas City team. It's a better defensive team than an offensive team. They're dropping passes. Things don't look right. So that's what you have to ask yourself. Did you change your, has your mind been changed over the last two games?
I don't know if it's been changed, but it has been confirmed. My thinking is that there's such a thing as championship pedigree, that you rise up. If you've won championships before, you know how to win games. And they've got enough of those players still on that team to win games. But their receiving core, not what it once was. They played against a depleted Buffalo defense,
right,
with injuries, and that, I think, turned Travis Kelce loose. It's going to be tough. And also, I think Isaiah Pacheco, from what I hear, is dealing with a little bit of a toe issue. So is he going to be as explosive? We'll see. I mean, there's a lot of variables in this. There really are.
Listen, don't take my advice gambling, because I've been awful pretty much since the kids have been born. Maybe there's something to that. I don't know. But I just think that sometimes you do get caught up on reputation, and you got to have to live in the now. And what I've seen overall from Kansas City this year is I've seen a team that's slipping just a bit. And when I watched Baltimore all year, that looks like a team that's on the rise. Now, there's X factors. There's injuries. Also, outside of last week, Lamar Jackson has not exactly lit up in the postseason. So, is that something? Or is he just ready to pop? So, these are the things you have to factor in. But always be careful as well. You know, it's the Chiefs. Of course the Chiefs are good. Oh, Chiefs always win. Or the 49ers, they've look at all the Super Bowls they've been to. What has Detroit ever done? What do you feel right? Put all the other, because all the other stuff doesn't matter. I understand what you say, that there's a winning pedigree and all that, but still, when he was running for his life in that Super Bowl against Tampa, did winning pedigree have anything to do with it?
Nope.
When he lost a game at home against Cincinnati and Joe Burrow, who hadn't accomplished anything yet, did winning pedigree help him there? So I think sometimes when you're gambling, right or wrong, and again, take my advice with a grain of salt, I've been awful, you got to live in the now.
And you know what you're saying, I didn't actually exercise that in my own picks, and I think it hurt me all year. And Peter would warn me of it too, and I should have listened. I kept thinking, well, Bill Belichick... Yeah, Bill Belichick. I kept betting the Bill Belichick of the past rather than this team with Mac Jones. So, I mean, you do fall into that trap. But I think pedigree does matter in some cases.
Well, listen, it's something you have to put into the hopper. But ultimately, I think the things you need to really pay attention to is what is happening, you know, this year, what's happening now with this team. And I don't want to take anything away from what Kansas City did in their two playoffs wins, but you can't ignore the fact that they caught some breaks. Buffalo was banged up, and that Miami team, they hadn't beat anybody good all year. It was a 0 degrees outside. Did they have anybody healthy on the team? And they were able to take advantage of that. Now you got a Baltimore team rested, playing at the best of their ability. It's but still, I mean, if you can't get mad for picking Kansas City. It's certainly the safe pick, right, Peter? I mean, I know you're not, but it's the safe pick. The Patrick Mahomes getting points? Come on.
Now, if you take the last game for the Ravens, the last game of the regular season where they, you know, they phoned it in, they rested their regulars. The last six wins, five of the Ravens' last six wins have been by double digits, including last week. So, I mean, they're really, I mean, you read the football cognoscente, they are a complete team. They're a great team.
And listen, I know it's Andy Reid, but John Harbaugh doesn't have to take a backseat to anybody.
I agree.
I will say I sort of just talked myself into feeling differently. Like, by the way, Anthony, do you happen to have our Super Bowl picks from the beginning of the year? Maybe if you could find those.
No, oh, wow.
Yeah, I have access to those.
Because I don't know, man. And do I really want to sit there? Here's what I have to think about. Do I really feel like rooting for the Chiefs? Don, I know that's stupid, but it's a fact.
You're in the luxury. You won. You've clinched.
I know, but I want to end the year strong, and I don't want to lead.
I remember how you finished.
I don't want to lead people the wrong way.
Oh, here we go. Now you feel some sort of an obligation. Is that what you're saying here?
You don't worry.
Would you guys like to know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would.
Tell us when we come back.
Yeah, good tease.
Let's do that.
All right. And also, we'll take your phone calls. But Peter has some things to tell you.
Yeah, I do have some things to tell you. I'm glad you brought that up. And it's perfect. It's apropos. Listen close, Phil. If you've been watching the NFL playoffs from the sideline, there's still time to get in on the game Sunday. America's number one sportsbook, FanDuel. New customers, bet this Sunday's conference championship games with $150 in bonus bets. Guaranteed. When you place your first $5 bet, FanDuel has so many ways for you to pick up a W. Now, you guys know, at 5:45, we will give you the picks. And if you want to go place those picks with me, against me, however you like it, you can do so on FanDuel. Get started with $150 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Okay, just visit FanDuel.com/Peter and join today. That's FanDuel.com/Peter. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 and over and physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-3. All right, New York, it's Peter for Security Dodge, Suffolk County's number one volume Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram dealer. Right now, you can come get some 0%. That's right, 0% for up to 60 months on all new 23 Compasses. Plus, how about this? Up to 25% off MSRP on all new 23 Jeep Gladiators. All during the Start Something New sales event. You got to get in there. See Michelle Scalise, your shop 24/7 at SecurityDodge.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. It's a Football Friday with the Michael K. Show, presented by Nissan and Bet365.
Oh, yeah. Let's go right to the phones. We've been doing a lot of talking. Let's hear from you.
Didn't we have a tease at some point?
What did you say?
Didn't we have a tease?
Oh, yeah. What did we pick for... Thank you, Don, for honoring the tease. Anthony, what did we... What were our preseason Super Bowl picks?
All right. So we have a couple things, actually. We have to give more congratulations to Peter.
Oh!
On the same day that you guys did your Super Bowl picks, you picked the division winners. Peter got four of them. Michael, you got two. Don, you got three. Peter, you had the Bills, Chiefs, Lions, and Niners. Don had the Chiefs, Lions, and Niners. Michael had the Bills and the Niners. Super Bowl predictions. Michael has the Bills over... the Niners beating the Bills.
Hmm.
So he can still get the Niners part of it. Don, you had the Bengals beating the Niners.
No, Bengals didn't even make the playoffs, Don.
Well, they lost Joe Burrow.
I'm just saying.
You know what? I should have known that he was going to get hurt.
And Peter, you had the Eagles beating the Ravens.
Wow, that's so, not a good look.
That, but that's not nothing, man. We've got a chance where we each could have gotten it half right.
Half right? What does that mean?
Well, it's better than not right.
It is not right. I'm the only one who has a chance to pick the Super Bowl, right?
That's correct.
You don't want.
What do you mean?
I'm the only one who said that the 49ers are going to win the Super Bowl, so I'm still alive. You guys picked the teams that are alive, but you had them losing in the Super Bowl, so you're out.
Kinda. But what if you have the Niners over the Bills?
Yes.
So let's say the Lions go. But Peter and I at least have representation in the Super Bowl. Then don't we win?
You do not have representation in the Super Bowl.
No, we wouldn't.
You had Bengals, only... Niners. Then you'd be out.
Right. So if the Lions go, you're out.
Well, that is true.
Michael can cling to his one win as he could get the Super Bowl winner right.
That's not
that counts as something.
No, why do you say cling like I'm some desperate animal?
But you also have the least amount of division winners.
I know. I'm a clown. But
you're making fun of us. I think we all finished over.
Fun.
We're all finished over 50%. We're there's some value. We're doing okay, guys.
No, only Peter did okay. We're barely 500. We should be embarrassed with ourselves. Hey, ESPN New York presents an evening with Garrett Wilson, an intimate event in the Big Apple with the Jets star wide receiver. For your chance to score passes to this exclusive event, including food and beverage, go to ESPNNewYork.com or find the contest page on the ESPN New York app and submit your entry. An evening with Garrett Wilson is brought to you by Corona and Sansone Auto Mall. All right, let's go to Ryan in the car. Ryan.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Peter, I just wanted to see if I could swing you back to the Ravens. I'm actually pulling for the Chiefs, but I don't know that they'll actually just be able to do whatever they want with the interior line like they've been able to the last 2 weeks. I mean, Matabike is a beast, and then you got Roquan Smith covering sideline to sideline. So I don't know that the run game will be there, even if Pacheco is 100% healthy.
I know. Not to mention, when you just think about, like, are the Chiefs going to have an answer, guys, for Lamar deciding to take off on his own? The Chiefs' defense solid.
Well, they did a decent job on Allen. It's kind of the same thing, isn't it? Kind of.
Allen is a great scrambler, but you don't get the same amount of designed runs. You know, whereas, I don't know, Lamar has developed this element to his game. Have you guys noticed his level of pocket confidence, how long he can sit there before he decides to take off? You have that ability plus the design run and the option. There's just so much to deal with him.
Let's go to JJ in North Carolina.
Hey, boys. How are you doing?
What's up?
I find it very fascinating that Peter is, you know, perceived as the low sports knowledge of the show, and he is actually the best picker of the show. And it's funny because I told you guys about this. I'm doing the same kind of pick segment with some of my friends and their dads and whatnot. And I said I was, you know, like leading the pack. I was doing really good. And since then, my dad, funny enough, has taken off. And now he's 39, 19, and 2 overall the entire year, which is just wow,
they're against the spread?
Against the spread.
Wow. Maybe he should be our guest picker next year.
Yeah, right? He loves the show, too.
Hey, Dad.
I found it funny that Fortenbaugh kind of went against, of course, what Peter believes and what I believe as well. I don't think the Niners are – I mean, they're a really good team, but he's, like, putting so much on the fact that they're outdoors. You know, golf is not great outdoors. It's going to, what is it going to be, like 70 degrees and sunny?
I think, by the way, kickoff is what time? 3:30? It's going to be like in the high, mid-50s by right. The bulk of the game. Weather's not going to be an issue.
Right. So I think they're just a more, especially if they don't have Debo, they run the ball really good. They have a great offensive line. Their defense is not as good, but I not only to cover, but I think they can outright win. And especially if it's 7.5. 7.5 is big. But, again.
Well, I don't care what you think. What does your dad think?
Get your dad on the phone.
He does play. He did the Lions plus 7-2 as his two-pointer.
Interesting.
And I think he went with, the Ravens 3.5 as his three. But, anyways, I just wanted to say you guys are the best, and don't listen to what this Mushnick clown says. It's disgusting that we even have to have this conversation because he's such a nozzle and just a bad human being to begin with. He doesn't really – I mean, Michael, I know you like to respect other journalists, but you don't have to be shy about this.
Well, he continues to respect other journalists, just not Phil, because he's not a journalist.
Well, I love what you just said.
Well, he's not investigating.
He's not doing anything.
The thing with Phil is he always talks about Roger Goodell. Why wouldn't Roger Goodell have a rapper sing those words? You know, why don't you ask Roger Goodell that? I don't know if he's put in for Roger Goodell, but all these questions that you have, just call and ask those people. What would they say to you? I wonder if they would ask.
Well, wouldn't it matter? You'd probably misquote him anyway.
Now that's just unfair.
Is it?
Let's go to Doug.
Why is it unfair?
Doug in Orange County.
It's completely fair.
Doug in Orange County.
Michael, how are you? It's good to be on your show.
Thank you, Doug. How you doing?
I'm well. I'm angry.
No.
Yes.
What's up?
Yes.
What's got you? What's got you goat?
The quote unquote journalist Mushnick. That, you know, it reminds me of a story you told X amount of years ago about when you were a young Michael Kay. And some kid in your neighborhood called you a disparaging name, and your father was like, "What did he say to you?"
Wow, you remember that?
That's a great memory, man.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's not one of Michael's stories that he gives a lot. I mean, it might have been 5 years since the last time we said that.
It was the pandemic, the early days of the pandemic.
Right.
And you know what? I'm thinking, what would your dad say now? Go after this guy. Don't let him dictate the flow of this. You take it to him.
What's your name?
Metal chair to this guy.
This
I mean,
is
really,
Doug.
You know, weaponize Doug. Your words. You say words are weapons or words are tools or whatever. Take it to this guy. He's a piece of trash. He's
By
garbage.
The way, Doug.
Yes, sir.
I love you. you're the point god. Literally took the words out of my mouth.
Yeah.
I don't want to say this on the air because I probably should say it to Michael off the air, but I am going to say it on the air. My only problem with our last segment, because I love stuff like this. I'm here for it. Like, Michael, you admire Howard so much.
Yes.
If Howard
Howard
had,
Stern he's talking about.
Yeah. The Peter Rosenberg talking about Howard Stern.
Right.
If Howard has something similar like that, he doesn't spend 10 minutes explaining how it's not true and defending himself. Like, you don't need to be on the defensive. Tear this man to the ground. He cannot do anything more to you than he already does. He already misquotes you, shows disrespect for your show, for your colleagues, yet you still try to play this like semi-high ground and just defend yourself. In my opinion, Don and I have not discussed this. Don, I'll ask you. If this comes up, I think the only thing we should be doing is burying this dude, yeah. Not explaining it. There's no explanation necessary, and he won't ever believe it. You're acting as if he's a reasonable guy, where if you give the explanation, he'll go, ah, you know what? I concede, Michael. You make a great point. That's not going to happen. He's just going to rip you the next time he gets the chance. So if we're going to talk about him, back to my drop from the other day, I'm stepping on his throat.
Well, let me explain, since you brought it up. I mean, you want to have a conversation?
Sure, why not?
All right, because I know Phil, okay? He's a vindictive dude. And
right.
You don't have to deal with it. So all baseball season on Fridays and Sundays, I have to open up the paper and get ripped for how terrible I am, because I'm almost guaranteeing that after this back and forth that we had over the weekend. It's not pleasant. I agree with you, Don. I don't think it has any effect on my career. I don't know how much longer a career I could have, but it's not pleasant
to
read
all
the time.
Why do you give him power?
I don't give him power.
You do.
He's in the New York Post.
But that doesn't. What does that mean? Most people. I'm being honest. This is not a rip. It's the truth. Half our audience has no idea who you're talking about. The other half can't stand them. So I really don't know why you worry about it. If some random person on the street said you're awful, Michael, you'd walk down the street. It's the same thing. Stop giving this guy power.
But you
he's
know
in a newspaper
you
that just, people don't read, what, and he's a person that is not respected in the business. We just went chapter and verse. He has no idea how the business even works. Why anybody would even read to get information from him is moronic to me. He has no idea about the business that he's covering.
You just said something that's not true about me, though. So I could be walking in the concourse of Madison Square Garden with you guys, and 99 people in a row say, wow, you guys are great. I love your show. I love it. One person would say, I think you're a hack. Am I not going to think about that the whole night?
Maybe, but you're not going to go.
That's how I am. That's how I'm wired.
But you're not going to chase the guy down and try to convince him otherwise.
I might.
And use time on our radio show to like pillow fight him because you're so afraid that he's going to write something bad about you.
No, I'm not afraid. I know he will.
But that's the thing. He's going to anyway. What I'm saying is, I guarantee everyone listening in their car right now is nodding their head. I guarantee it. I know our people. If we're going to waste our valuable airtime talking about this yo-yo, it should not be, as Don said, pillow fighting and explaining. If we're going to get into it, let's take the gloves off, go in the street and fight. There's no the halfway explanation. It's bumchuck. He's going to come after you this baseball season, no matter what you do. And let's at least entertain our audience by crushing the guy.
Well, but Peter, you've worked with me 8 years now. That's not I'm not that sort of whipper. I don't do that. I try to make reasoned responses about things, about everything. That's just about him.
Well, and that's an admirable trait that should be saved for admirable people. That he does not deserve
or
that.
Just
it's
let it go.
Going to be effective. Yeah, or we could never mention it, but if we're going to do it,
because we're giving him power, we're giving him airtime, we're creating someone that in a lot of people's minds didn't even exist a week ago. You're playing right into his hands. This was what he wants. He's an irrelevant man now being made relevant. Because that's what talentless people do. They find buttons to push to get in the chance to get involved in things that they don't belong to be in. They get their name mentioned on shows that would never give them the time of day. It doesn't matter if they're right or wrong because they're hacks. But now they're being talked about and they're given life. Because people that are nobodies, even if they're being talked about illy, it's still being talked about. You're breathing life into somebody that literally, Michael, has been dead for 15 years as far as the business has been concerned.
I don't deserve the right to defend myself that I didn't
you
say
did.
Something that was in the newspaper.
You
say that nobody reads newspapers. You're dead wrong.
No.
You're dead wrong.
No,
now,
you
is
have
it the same level that it
yourself.
Used to be? No, but people read newspapers.
Our audience is not reading Phil Mushnick 2 days a week to find out what they should think about sports radio. But they are listening to our show. So we're breathing life into somebody that didn't exist in their eyes. You have the right to defend them, then pulverize them, or otherwise just walk away. That's Peter's point. Break him down. Destroy him. He's intellectually unconscious. He's a piece of human trash. He doesn't really deserve to be even existing. He doesn't have any kind of acumen for the job that he does, and yet we're spending 45 minutes talking about this yo-yo and breathing life into a career that's been dead for 15 years.
Don, why don't you tell us about Mazda?
I don't have any read for Mazda. So I'm not going to do a read for Mazda.
It says Mazda and traffic for Don.
But I don't have anything. Mazda, great product, 2024.
You know what?
A lot of great things.
Let me do my read, all right?
Route 17 North, buy Mazda.
When I'm getting ready for game, I have to be prepared. I have my lineup cards, the latest team stats, and, of course, my mug of Bigelow tea. For me, it's Bigelow Earl Grey with a smooth taste that keeps my voice in peak condition even when the game goes into extra innings. I refuse to settle, and neither should you. No matter how hectic your day gets, grab your favorite Bigelow tea and take a moment just for you. So grab a mug of your favorite Bigelow tea. Join the millions of fans that make Bigelow number one in New York. Bigelow tea, the official hot tea of the New York Yankees.
It's Don LaGreca here for Ramsey Mazda in 2024. You get more at Ramsey Mazda, more selection, over 750 new vehicles available, and more savings like a new 2024 Mazda CX-5, lease for $2,000 or $269 a month, or buy or get 0% financing up to 60 months. Named an IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus, get more in 2024 with Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. Call 833-853-2970 for details. Zero security deposit. VIN R0409399. MSRP 307050. Tax title registration extra ends 1/31/24.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN. It's a Football Friday with the Michael K. Show, presented by Nissan and Bet365.
Welcome back to the show. Let's go back to the phone calls. Let's go to Rachel in Westchester. Rachel.
Hi, I just wanted to thank you guys. I'm listening to you because of my boyfriend. He listens to you throughout the pandemic, and his name's Josh, and I just wanted to thank you guys for being the show and what you guys make it, and thank you guys so much.
Oh, that's very nice. Thank you very much, Rachel, and thank you, Josh, for listening. Let's go to Jonathan in L.A.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Jonathan.
Hey, guys, two things, 2 points. First thing is, just because of this hack, hopefully you guys don't take off the Witch of Wednesdays.
No, we're going to double down.
Yes, so that, everyone loves that. So please, hopefully because of that hack. But My thing is regarding your annual The Pick segment. Okay, so I guess the loser is going to grow the pusik. But I was listening to the morning show. The loser is going to actually have to pose, like, naked on a poster on the side of a freeway. I think you guys should step it up a notch.
Well, Jonathan, you know, you're right in Don's wheelhouse. He has always felt that the punishment should be more punitive.
Yes.
But you know what? When Rick did the show with Alan Hahn, the bet was like getting a tattoo of the show's logo. And I think that Hahn lost.
Yeah.
So he has a logo of a show that doesn't exist anymore.
That's right.
I'm sorry, I'm not going there.
No, but at least that's something, right? And here, two things. Yes, they've come up with a better punishment. It's also not going to happen. Our company's going to allow somebody to be naked on a billboard? I don't think so.
And also, only one guy is afraid of losing. I mean, Rick would love to be naked on a billboard with his body.
He might get a chance to do that and get paid to do it.
Yeah, Dave, that's a different story. So, I don't. How's their betting going, Anthony? Who's winning?
I think Dave is winning.
Well, thank God for him.
Thank you.
Chaz in New Jersey, Chazzo.
Hey, fellas, what's going on? How are you doing, man? I'm all right.
Good.
This is for Peter, but I guess it really applies to Don and Michael. Since he won the picks, I feel like you guys, until the next season, should be referring to him as Chosenberg.
You know, I don't have a problem with that.
Can I just call him Peter?
No. Chosenberg works for me, Chaz.
At least during the pick segment.
Okay.
I really
appreciate
that.
Because he has chosen better than us. And when it comes to picks, he is the chosen one of us.
That's right. And I appreciate it's a nickname I was given many years ago by the great Queens artist, Homeboy Sandman. There's actually a wonderful song on streaming services called 72 Bars for Chosenberg that you could find. But it's
so
never
he actually
been more,
did call you this?
Yes. But it's never been more apropos than right now after this year's.
So I think it should be fonted when we do the picks next year. And then during.
Maybe Jarv could put Chosenberg there.
Yeah, I'm all for that. He deserves it.
You know what? I really, really appreciate that. I do take a lot of pride in back-to-back wins, so thank you.
Let's go to Lewis in the Bronx. Lewis.
Yeah, hello, guys.
Hello.
Yeah, I just want to say, Michael, Don, and Pete, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you, Lewis.
Thank you for having me on. I just wanted to say that back then when, you know, I'm 68 years old, so years ago when people, you know, used to read the newspaper, you know, like this guy, Phil Mushnick, he was like he was an item. You know, I look forward to, you know, like reading this, you know, stuff in the newspapers, but I don't know any longer, you know, because I don't even read the newspaper. I'm into the internet. I watch a lot of television and everything, so I don't even know if he's an item anymore. But back then, you know, he sort of had a name for himself. But
I'll tell you this, Lewis, and we thank you for the phone call. People do read newspapers. They don't read them the way they used to. They don't get ink on their hands. I don't think people use a physical newspaper nearly as much as they used to. But the New York Times is thriving online. Many, many people, millions of people around the world read the New York Times.
I think the Post does very well
online,
too.
And the Post does very well online, too. So I'm sorry, you can't tell me that newspapers are not read. They might not be read as paper, but they are read online. They just are.
But I don't know if, and this is going back to a conversation from last week, whether they have the influence that they used to have.
Well, that I don't know.
And all I can go by, any of these people, all right, whenever I get written about I get nothing. If the morning show mentions me, if the other radio station mentions me, if somebody, you know, drops my name someplace, I'll get inundated with tweet. Hey, did you hear what so-and-so said about you? And all I know, our audience, at least the ones on social media, I think, Peter, you'll agree, will never call attention to anything that's ever written about me.
Let's go to Ben in Brooklyn.
Hello, guys. I hope you enjoy the playoff games this week. It's certainly something to look forward to.
Yes.
But leading up to the playoff games, especially on the Sunday shows, there's going to be all the shows are going to be approaching it from the gambling perspective.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that Mushnick does. At least he writes about it. I don't think he does a good enough job about it because he doesn't talk about the losses that people actually incur. So he does serve a purpose. Michael, I thought you handled it beautifully. You're obviously very successful in your field, and I thought you really handled it very nicely and smartly, how you disagreed with him, but you didn't pounce on him. I thought that was smart, because in the business, everybody's got something to say, and a lot of it has to do with what, you know, what other announcers and say, et cetera. And one last thing, if I may. A person that's real sorely missed from your show is Steve Young. Now, if Steve Young...
Oh, you are right.
If Steve Young were to do a commercial about gambling, I would lose complete respect for him, and I wouldn't expect him to do it. But you look at like a guy like Ryan Fitzpatrick, he's out there doing these these commercials, and I kind of lose respect for him, because the man has got 7 kids. Would he teach his children to gamble?
This is kind of the pushback I have with Phil when he writes, gambling is legal. In the New York Post, if you read the Post today, there are pages and pages on making picks. They have a consortium of writers who make picks. They have a grid to show you how they're doing on picks. Listen, if you have a problem with gambling, it's awful. It's hideous.
Of course.
But you can't protect everybody against themselves. People have to protect themselves.
I had this conversation when we were first talking about making it legal. Why is sports considered the evil when we've had lottery in this country for how many years? Churches have bingo. There's 50-50s at every charity. They're all forms of gambling. And believe me, Michael, if you've got a problem, you're probably spending way more money on pick six tickets than you really should be. All right. So a problem is a problem. So why is sports gambling so evil, but yet all these other forms of gambling, they're okay? So why is it singled out all the time? You're going to lose respect for Steve Young. If somebody gives up Steve Young a ton of money to advertise something that's legal, I mean, it's up to him whether he wants to do it or not. But I'm not going to frown down on Jamie Foxx or Wayne Gretzky or the Mannings. I'm not going to frown down on them. It's a legal product. It is.
Nobody is forcing anybody to gamble. You're just saying these are gambling sites where you could gamble. It doesn't mean that you're trying to hoodwink them into do it. People make choices.
And real quick, I would ask someone like Ben, and I appreciate the call, but I would ask him, do you drink at all? Do you drink wine in front of your children? Do you come down on everyone who's ever done a beer commercial? I mean, there are a lot of legal products that are really dangerous for people with addictive personalities. And if we decide morally as a society, you know, to be involved in any of these things is completely wrong, okay, let me know. But until then, for better or for worse, these are options people have and choices people make. And everyone who's a part of being a part of the advertisement is now morally reprehensible.
Well, this is
I don't buy it.
Peter, this is an unfortunate segue, but Football Fridays on 98.7 ESPN brought to you by Bet365. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Kendrick Perkins is going to join us. He had a little back and forth with Stephen A. Smith a little bit earlier, so we will visit that. But first, Peter is going to visit BetterHelp.
All right, Michael. Well, this is a BetterHelp commercial message, and it is the time of year for resolutions. But it's more than just resolutions. What about the things that you did well last year that you'd like to do more of? Maybe it's time to stop thinking of things as new year, new me, and more like a continuous journey to continue to improve yourself. Because, guys, this time next week, we're going to be in February. It's no longer about new year, new you. It's about continuing to grow and improve. If you've been considering therapy, maybe you want to work on your coping skills or setting boundaries, consider giving BetterHelp a try. BetterHelp wants to empower you to be the better version of yourself. So give them a try. All right, BetterHelp's entirely online, convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Complete a brief online questionnaire, get matched to a licensed therapist. You can always change therapists at no cost. Celebrate the progress you've already made. Visit BetterHelp.com/Peter today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/Peter. Peter Rosenberg here to tell you about my friends over at Bath Fitter. They remodeled my bath. They did an incredible job. They customized it for my needs. Process was easy. One expert installer, done in a day, no demo, no mess, and Bath Fitter's a permanent, high-quality solution with a lifetime guarantee. 3 million happy customers like me for a limited time. Get 0% interest or save $500 on a complete bath fitter system. Start designing your bath today like I did. Bathfitterdesign.com. There is only one bath fitter.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.